the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The epistle reading is from chapter 3 of Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just, and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My friends, it was like a large rock indeed, that was thrown into a pond, causing waves to crash ashore. No, it was actually more violent than this, much more violent. It was more like a large explosion that occurred in the midst of buildings, resulting in shrapnel being scattered all over the place, walls tumbling down and windows shattering with complete and total chaos. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the 16th century Reformation. Yes, I am talking about the Great Reformation that happened in the 1500s when Martin Luther and the Reformers came into sharp conflict with the Roman Catholic Church of the time. It actually all started, as you know, October 31st of 1517, when the 95 Theses hit the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. We can still hear the echo of the hammer today, as the nail was forced into that door, hanging those 95 concerns about church abuses. Like a wildfire, though, these 95 theses were distributed to all of Germany within 2 weeks and all of Europe within 2 months. Long story short, the 95 theses ignited what can only be described as an earth-shattering event, an explosion, if you will. Booklets were published and exchanged. Theological debate occurred in the marketplace. Death threats were made. People were finally burned at the stake, and so forth. Now, looking back upon the Reformation, it is fairly easy to witness the effects of this great explosion. We can see the ecclesiastical practices that resulted from the Reformation. We can see our Lutheran denomination that is a result of this Reformation. And we can see all the confessional documents, all the booklets, and so forth, and sermons resulting from this Reformation. In other words, we are able to witness the crater that resulted from this Reformation explosion. We're able to see the burned-out embers from the Reformation explosion and all the Reformation shell fragments scattered here and there. We're able to see the waves in the water and continually feel these waves in the very present day and age, waves that were created about 500 years ago when the Reformation rock was thrown into that water. With all that said, we have yet to examine what actually caused this explosion and what caused these waves. So, what caused the explosion? What rock was thrown into the pond? The gospel. That is to say, the teaching of justification, by grace through faith is what actually exploded. It is what was hurled into that pond. Otherwise stated, when Martin Luther raised questions about the gospel towards those in the church authority, he was given no such answer. The government of the church felt itself bothered by some unheard-of little Augustinian monk from the remote cow pasture of Wittenberg, and it told him to be quiet. Luther pleaded for discussion of the gospel. He was met with a naked demand to recant and to submit to the Pope. Now keep in mind that the 95 Theses were no declaration of independence, but a request for discussion and a request for debate. When Luther recognized that the Pope pulled one way and the gospel the other, the Reformation actually began. Simply stated, dear friends, the Reformation may be described as a cleaning out of the human factors that had intruded into the church and the message of the gospel. Indeed, there was an explosion. There was an explosion in the church some 500 years ago as God's word revealed the precious, powerful, potent, saving message of justification by grace through faith alone. With all this said, though, what good does this historic explosion do for us here right now in our 21st century? Sure, we live in the aftermath of this great explosion and reap some of the benefits of much of that was accomplished during that time of the Reformation. However, though, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we must stop and confess that the church and our sinful nature have a way of actually cleaning up the rubble, patching the shattered walls, and fixing that which is broken in order to move away from that explosion and return back to a man-centered message that intrudes the very gospel itself. We have a way of undoing the Reformation. Frankly, my friends, the very message of the gospel that exploded and detonated the church some 500 years ago is an explosion that needs to happen in our midst right now, right here and right now. It needs to happen again. Yes, the explosion needs to happen every year, every week, every day in Christ's church, in this blessed church, in our blessed circuit and district. You see, the church must be in a state of continuous reformation, a continuous return to the Word of God. And the reason why? Our old sinful nature continuously attempts to leave the Word of God. It is tempted to leave the Word of God, to lead us away from that, to leave it behind. And if we do not continuously study God's Word, then we will slowly but surely drift away from the truth. We will drift away until we are no longer free. Therefore, blessed saints, we do not merely study the great explosion of the Reformation once a year on Reformation Sunday, but as a church of the Lutheran Reformation, as churches of the Lutheran Reformation, we undergo this great Reformation explosion and experience continual Reformation each and every Sunday. Why is this so? And how is this possible? It is this way because at the heart of the Reformation was the Word of God. The Word that actually invaded an Augustinian monk, a Word of God that invaded the Roman Catholic Church as well as all of Europe. Furthermore, this is the very Word of God that is the same yesterday as it is today. It is a Word that continually comes to me and it comes to you and to your churches. Otherwise stated, the rock is thrown into our lives, and the explosion is recaptured each and every time that we read the Word of God, that we hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's sacraments. For example, consider the text that we read from Paul's epistle to the church in Rome from this morning's epistle lesson. Consider the tremendous and powerful ramifications that this text has upon you and me. You who have ears, hear what the word says. Brace yourself for the explosion. Romans 3:20 says, no human being will be justified. That is to say, made right in God's sight by deeds prescribed by the law. Otherwise stated, our relationship to God's holy, perfect, and divine law is incapable of yielding righteousness and wholesomeness. We are unable to do that. Because of your sin and mine too, this wretched, sinful condition that we have, that we've inherited from birth, our relationship to the holiness of God is less than spectacular. It is downright damning. Deeds and words and thoughts, relationships, they are all wrong for all of humankind. No one, only Jesus, has wisdom. No one, only Jesus, has his will in perfect orientation to God's will. No one, only Jesus, is in the image of God and reflects from his face the glory of God. All of humanity, as a unit, has gone sour, been subjected to futility, lost the glory of having turned away from that trusting face-to-face relationship with the Lord. Dear friends, your relationship to the law and God's holiness only leads to one result, the knowledge of sin and mouths shut. It leads to the knowledge that you and I are damned, that we are guilty and condemned as sinners. Even when we naively try to inflate our own ability in order to meet the demands of the law is quickly on our heels to reveal our self-deceiving pride and denial of reality. Even when we arrogantly attempt to commandeer God's law in order to lessen its weight so that we can supposedly make it a bit easier to fulfill, well, God's law, nevertheless, cannot and will not be manipulated by our own fancy, for it is not our law, but God's law. The law tears down everything that you and I believe will yield brownie points before God, kudos and favor before God. It removes us from our spiritual endeavors, our moral projects, our mystical escapades, by detonating and blowing up everything, thus putting us flat on our backs. The law is spoken, our mouths shut. We die. There's another word for us, though. There's another word for you to hear this morning, a word that emerges from the rubble. This word is apart from the law. It is a word that makes the righteousness of God known. It states this: since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified, that is to say, made right by grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, did you hear this? Did you hear this profound explosion? Well, the explosion of the law was certainly a TNT blast. This gospel news is an atomic bomb for us. Listen again. You who have sinned, you are justified by grace as a gift through Christ Jesus. Yes, outside of your relationship to the law, outside of your abilities, in the here and now, there's a Savior who is from heaven, the Son of God, who brings a gift from God and has the power to create anew. Because of Christ living, because of him bleeding, dying, and rising in your place, you have been transferred from condemnation and damnation and guilt under the law to freedom and forgiveness under the gospel. You are forgiven of your sins. In other words, the gospel of Jesus Christ applied to you in the word and sacraments transfers you from a life under sin and the law into a life of light, forgiveness, freedom, hope, and glory. And it is all for you. This has been the plan of God all along, to give to fallen humanity a right relationship to himself by grace through faith and the reconciling work of the Savior's death on the cross. Christ came for sinners. Christ died for sinners. And he considers it well worthwhile. He is your Savior. He is mine. Now, do you see how this detonates life as we know it? Does this not change and reform everything? It certainly does. No more working and climbing to acquire righteousness. Rather, we receive righteousness by grace through faith as a sheer gift. It is yours. No more seeking assurance on the basis of our works in relationship to the law, but rather receiving assurance in Christ and his relationship to you you are baptized. No more looking within ourselves for certainty does not lie within you, but lies outside of you in Christ's word and sacraments given and shed for you. No more fear of death, for death is safe for those who trust in Christ. Because Christ tasted death for you, do not fear, you belong to Christ Jesus. No more worrying about what other people think, no more worrying about what we think about ourselves, and no more worrying about what God thinks, because God has said he isn't going to think about our sin and rebellion anymore. All he thinks now is Jesus, bloodied, Jesus dead, Jesus risen, and God's Jesus thinking is now all your life. It is for you. Do you not see the rock tossed in the water? Do you feel the blast from the detonation? Jesus fulfilled the law. Sin was punished on Jesus. Salvation was accomplished perfectly. You are baptized into Christ. You are absolved by the word of God. You are admitted to the heavenly feast. It is finished, all for you. This changes everything. Nothing will ever be the same. Kerplunk and splash, bam, shatter. Christ Jesus has been crucified and resurrected for you. You are justified by grace through faith as a sheer gift. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.